Hello, everyone. I'm Ken Smales reporting for WTNS News. An annual event that strives to teach children the value of agriculture will be kicking off its 14th year next weekend. The Education of Yesterday annual farm show will be taking place October 20th and 21st at the intersection of State Route 16 and 60 near Dresden. Kendra Moore Heindel says her late father, Kenny Moore Sr., started the event to teach the next generation about farming.
Just surprising that, you know, kids these days do not realize, how things are done back in the old days and how it started and everything like that. So that is why he decided on the name Education of Yesterday, to help teach the children of today, to help keep the memory alive of the yesterday and the machinery going, because, it is old and deteriorating away, unfortunately.
In addition to antique farm equipment, there also will be train rides, a corn box, and more at this year's farm show.
You've got the trains going. We've got little kids' events. We've got the corn box, so it's filled instead of a sandbox. It's called the corn box, filled with shelled corn. Different photo opportunities around the old machinery. And we've got the old sawmill that, shows how they saw the big logs down. But it's just grown a museum. The old barn has old antiques in it.
Admission to the event is free. However, a parking donation is suggested. Other potential costs include food from various vendors and equipment rides.
For the train rides, there's two different train rides. The big one that the adults and kids can get on both. And then there's a little barrel train. And then there's a digger the kids can get on, or even an adult. And then we've got an adult there to show them, to help them with the controls, and they can dig in the dirt with it. So it's an actual, it's not no toy digger, it's the real thing. We ask that it's $1 a piece to do them.
Moore Heindel says there will be an extra event taking place on October 20th, that's the Saturday, as well.
There's a couple car dealerships in New Philly and Cambridge, and they have donated. There have two bands coming and a hog roast they're sponsoring. So that's going to be from 5:30 to 10 o'clock on Saturday evening. So if anybody wanted to extend their day, they could come, and that is a donation too. So there's no set price, ticket prices, or anything for that.
The Education of Yesterday annual farm show, again, will take place from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, October 20th, and from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, October 21st. The sheriff's office reports 6 complaints from yesterday. The litter officer reported a mattress dumped off the side of the road at County Road 93, just off U.S. 36. Coshocton Recycling reported receiving threatening phone messages. Andrea Reddick of Coshocton reported someone got into her vehicle and took a wallet. Jody Stipes of Coshocton reported a burglary and a theft from her residence. Travis Derringer of Coshocton reported the theft of a firearm. Deputies responded to a domestic incident. Upon investigation, Travis Parks was arrested and charged with domestic violence by threat. From the West Lafayette Police, a resident in the 300 block of Fairview Street reported a domestic complaint. A Muskingum County teenager has died following a one-vehicle crash on State Route 93 Tuesday night. The State Highway Patrol says that at 10:40 Tuesday night, a 2009 Kia Rio driven by 17-year-old Garrett Howard of Zanesville went off the left side of the road, struck a culvert, and overturned. Lieutenant Matt Boyd with the Zanesville Post of the Highway Patrol says Howard was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. He was taken to Genesis Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. In addition to lack of safety belt, Boyd says there are other factors believed to have contributed to the accident as well.
The contributing factors of the crash were primarily an unsafe speed for the roadway, but we do also believe that alcohol is a contributing factor in the crash. It basically boils down to obey traffic laws, wear available restraints in a vehicle, whether a driver or a passenger, and never drive if they've, had anything to drink, or even, of course, not if they're taking drugs or anything also, but if they even taking prescription drugs.
Lieutenant Boyd says auto accidents are the number one cause of death among teenagers.
Motor vehicle crashes are still the leading cause of death in teenagers, for all types of death, including injury, disease, violence, anything. It's very important for, teenagers to focus on driving when they're driving, not being distracted, obeying all the traffic laws.
The incident remains under investigation by the Zanesville Post of the Ohio State Highway Patrol. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales, reporting.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, 66 degrees in downtown Coshocton, and the temperature is falling. And if you've had a hard time believing that it is fall, it has been for 3 weeks or so, you're going to know it this weekend. The temperatures are going to drop. We're going to have open phone lines for most of our program today to talk about whatever is on your mind. We talked a little bit yesterday about, trick-or-treating in Chesapeake, Virginia. We can talk about that. Where it will be illegal for kids 13 and over to go trick-or-treating. And so we can talk about that if you would like. The Hurricane Michael hitting the Florida panhandle yesterday, and a lot of destruction. And so far, the death toll is very low. Let's hope that that holds true. But nevertheless, quite a bit of a destruction, and a little town called Mexico Beach taking the brunt of the hurricane. So those are just a couple of suggestions. However, if there is something else that's on your mind that you'd like to bring up, give me a call here in just a little bit. We mentioned that it is fall, and certainly one of the signs of fall here in Coshocton County is the annual Apple Butter Stirrin' Festival in historic Roscoe Village. We do have here in the studio with us from Roscoe Village, Mary Ellen Given, Linda Daniel, and Lindsay Thomas. And good morning, Mary Ellen.
Good morning. How are you, Mike?
Very good. The Apple Butter Stirrin' Festival has been around a long time.
49 years. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has. And it's an excellent event. It's something that many of us have attended for years and years, and we're just very, very pleased to offer it to everyone again this year.
Oh, the timing is perfect. It's always when the leaves are changing. You've got usually a chill in the air, and the best thing about it's the music and the smell of apple butter in the air in Roscoe Village.
That's right. And the apple butter is cooked over an open fire. It has that opportunity in a couple of different locations. People can come by and get a little sampling of what the apple butter is going to taste like when they buy a jar and take it home for them for breakfast. But we do have a setup in the center of the village, and they'll be selling baked goods and offering samples of apple butter that you can taste right there on the spot.
Okay. Who does all the stirring?
Not me. They keep pretty busy with that. Uh-huh. We have a couple of groups. We have both the Holson Valley Farm, and they bring a whole team of people who spell each other as they're doing that kind of work. And then the Ridgewood FFA, and we know from the fair how hard those kids work. So, a couple of different groups will be offering their different versions of apple butter. And so it gives you a chance to have a good choice.
But the apple butter, it does need to be constantly stirred, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It could burn. There's a fair amount of sugar in there, most typically. So, they keep up with that pretty rigorously.
Well, looking at the schedule here, I see a lot of the things, a lot of the most popular things, like the apple butter stirring itself remains the same, but there's some new things and some different things as well.
Right. We have somewhere over 100 vendors coming to the village, which gives a lot of activity for people to walk through and maybe buy that Christmas gift or that holiday decoration or harvest decoration that they've been looking for. And Lindsay can give us a little bit more information about that. But then also on the main stage, we'll be having musicians perform throughout the day on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that is the 19th, 20th, and 21st. So we capture that third weekend in October when hopefully the weather is a lot better than it's predicted to be this weekend. We're also going to welcome back the Nicholas family. So a lot of people know them from many years ago. They were one of the original music groups that came to the village in the early years. And we're having that family back again this year. And they're going to be on Saturday and Sunday performing, really some old bluegrass type music. Really, really worth pausing for a few minutes and listening to what they have to offer.
Okay, and that is just one of the entertainment groups that will be a part of the Apple Butter Stirrin' Festival. And Lindsay Thomas is here with us as well. Good morning, Lindsay.
Hello.
And Lindsay, would you like to tell us about some of the other things that are going on during the Apple Butter Stirrin' Festival?
Yes, this is my first year being part of the setup. I've been to it years. I've lived here most of my life. We have, it's Norma's Gourd Art. She makes all kinds of things out of gourds, pumpkins. She, lots of Halloween stuff, lots of Christmas stuff. It's a great gift. It lasts forever. Mm-hmm. We have glass spinning. We have several people, they make homemade soaps, jewelry. And we have tons of people from all over Ohio. We have some from Pennsylvania. West Virginia. So we have about 12 food vendors along with the warehouse, Medbury, and we've got a variety of foods. We've got some Asian fusion, we've got some Cajun food, and of course we have the regular stuff like hot dogs, lemonade, of course apple cider.
Okay, so a lot of vendors will be there and crafters from all over Ohio, so some opportunity to pick up some handmade goods and quite a bit of food as well. What about some of the other events that are associated with the festival?
We have the Canal Court, which is the princess and queen that will be throughout the festivals all year. They do canal days. This is the time when they do their crowning. Who gets to be the new queen. So we have that on Saturday and Sunday. And they do a mayor's promenade, 3:15 to 4 on Sunday.
And I'll mention that Canal Princess and Queen contest has gone through a real resurgence in recent years. And this year we have quite a nice group of young ladies who are going to be a part of that. They've been working together now for several weeks. Just to prepare for this event. So that's at 5:00 on Saturday and really worth coming to just to see all the work that they've put into this, see some interesting costuming. It'll be a really nice event. Last year's Queen, I believe, went to well over 30 different festivals throughout the state of Ohio just to talk about Coshocton and what we offer in this area.
In addition to the Nicholas family that you've already mentioned, what about some of the other musical entertainment or those that will be taking the stage?
We've got a couple of local favorites. We've got Barefoot McCoy, and if anyone has ever listened to him, it's really enjoyable music. And he plays barefoot, and he probably will explain all that. And also another local favorite, Wildwood and Friends. Wildwood Music plays very traditional music, dulcimer, guitar, Marty Reidenbaugh has been active. It's a name I think everybody knows, and they're going to be performing for us. And then we're also welcoming Open Highway Bluegrass, Dawson Cooper, 2x2, and Lindsay can probably explain their musical offerings as well.
Okay, Lindsay?
They're a male and a female. They play guitar, they sing, they do, trying to think of the word to use, remakes of songs that you've heard, so they kind of give it a country feel. So they're really excited about being here.
Okay, and that'll be 4:45 on Friday. What else?
Well, we don't want to forget to mention the Wayfarers. They're a very popular band that comes every year to Apple Butter, and people love them. Oftentimes, the benches are packed, and people are dancing and singing and right along with them and having a great time. It's fun to see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Other entertainment?
Just a few other things we're offering, but the entertainment is going to really fill all 3 days, so it'll be very exciting.
Yes.
Well, we'll take a quick break. We're talking today with Linda Daniel, Lindsay Thomas, Mary Ellen Gibbon. They are here from Roscoe. It's the Apple Butter Stirrin' coming up October 19th, 20th, and 21st in Roscoe. We have more to come right after this.
Did you know that 211 is available in Coshocton County? What is 211? It is a free phone number to dial to reach the information and referral services available in Coshocton County. Phones are answered by trained professionals any time of the day or night, 365 days a year, connecting you to all the assistance available here in Coshocton County. If you don't know where to turn, call 211.
Can you save real money when using AEP Ohio's energy efficiency programs? The short answer is, oh yeah. Want a rough estimate of how much? Take AEP Ohio's free online energy profile. It's easy and takes less than 5 minutes. You just type in some general info, some basic stuff about your house, and bam! It'll give you an estimate of how much you can save using all their programs. Check out AEP Ohio's free online energy profile at aepohio.com/energyprofile.
The leaves are starting to fall, and you feel the cool breeze, and you are reminded that it's football season again. Show your support for the Buckeyes at G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers with our exclusive Black O. Choose from a large selection of sparkling styles in pendants, earrings, bracelets, and watches. We have the largest selection of Buckeye jewelry you'll find anywhere. Show your Buckeye colors with your very own Black O, exclusively at G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers in historic Roscoe Village. Wouldn't you rather say it came from G.A. Fisher?
Are you a dedicated, compassionate, registered nurse with great management skills and supervisory experience? Are you seeking a rewarding career that allows you to make a real difference in the lives of others? Intrum Healthcare is seeking a qualified RN home care supervisor to join their team. In a supportive, stable work environment, Intrum Healthcare offers career growth potential and a competitive salary and benefits. If you're looking for a new, rewarding opportunity, give Intrum Healthcare in Millersburg a call at 330-403-3263 or apply online at intrumhealthcare.com.
Hi, this is Lori from your local employee-owned Bueller store with some great money-saving deals. Buy the pick 5 in our meat department and get your 6th item free. Red or white seedless grapes for just 99 cents a pound. Bueller's white milk for $1.99 a gallon. Our family brand frozen vegetables are only 49 cents each when you buy 5. And just so you don't miss out on these savings, we're running these specials for 2 weeks through October 16th. It's just one more way we're putting people first here at your Coshocton Bueller's, caring for our community.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Looking for a clean pre-owned vehicle? Come to Lock 20 Auto Sales in Newcomerstown. Check out our inventory at lock20auto.com or call me, Jeff Westfall, at 740-498-8811. Now here's the weather.
Cloudy today with a chance of showers this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Chance of rain is 50%. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 40, and for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly cloudy. Going to be even cooler tomorrow. We're going to get up into the lower 50s. Right now, it is 65 degrees and falling in downtown Coshocton, and we are back once again with Linda Daniel, Lindsay Thomas, Mary Ellen Given. They are here from historic Roscoe Village. It's the Apple Butter Stirrin' that is coming up October 19th, 20th, and 21st in Roscoe Village. And we've already talked about the musical entertainment. There'll be vendors and food. What are some of the other activities and things going on in association with the festival, Mary Ellen?
Well, with the entry fee to the festival, all of the living history buildings will be open and staffed. So, you know, we live here. We take for granted sometimes the history that we have right around us. And this is a great opportunity for visitors to just stop into a building or two and find out what life was like in the 1830s. Vastly different than today. So turn off your cell phone, walk into to a whole nother way of life. And, you know, just learn about our history in the region. You may learn a few things that you didn't know. And we also will be offering the Spirit of Roscoe Lantern Tour. That is a tour that begins at 7 in the evening, and we want it at dark for a reason. Roscoe has a past that is, you know, goes beyond the canals. There's buildings that hold a lot of history about individuals, people who have had experiences when they, you know, within some of the buildings, what actually happened in the early days? What was daily life really like? And some of the mysteries that may surround some of the events that occurred at that time. You can make your own, we won't say that there are ghosts, but you can make your own supposition about who may still be protecting over our little village. So it's a very fun tour, very interesting. When you see the village by lantern in the evening, it's just a whole new experience, and our guests really walk away enjoying their time.
That'll be Friday and Saturday evenings?
Yes, it's going to be Friday and Saturday. Starts at 7. And we do ask for reservations for that because it fills up really quickly. So you can call and reserve a spot or reserve a spot when you're at the festival.
Okay, yeah, very good. And what else is going on in conjunction with the festival?
We have some scarecrows around the village. They will be great photo opportunities. We have a bride made by G.A. Fisher Jewelers. It's beautiful. We have some that we did ourselves. We have one at the visitor center. You can sit on the bench with it, take your picture. And then we have the museum. They made a Batman. There is a story behind it. It's very, very cool looking. You have to check it out. Go to the museum. There's all kinds of cool stuff.
Okay.
And that's an extension of Clary Brothers' efforts. Uh-huh. And it just, you know, with everything that they have done, and I can say that our team has put together some really interesting scarecrows, great photo opportunities for a family.
Okay, just one more reason. Linda?
We just want to emphasize, you know, we want to let everyone know that Roscoe Village is a fun place to come and mm-hmm. shop and eat and play and just basically have a good time. And before I forget, I wanted to make mention the House of G.A. Fisher wanted their patrons to know that they can still come in and pick up any items they have during the festival without having to pay to get into the festival mm-hmm. to do that.
Okay, very good. Did you want to talk about some of the other vendors and shops in the village?
I would like to mention our shops. If anyone hasn't been over to the village shops in a while, you're really missing a great experience. Think you can't find some interesting clothes to buy a female member of your family? You know, there are places to do that. Abigail and Birch Company is just a fun place to shop. Of course, we have the jewelry store. We have the candy shop. We have great places to buy Vera Bradley at Canal Company. Ohio Made Products. It's just a real variety of things. And while you're walking on the street, and if you get a little too cool or too warm, pop in and visit the people in the shops because they just have tremendous offerings. For their clientele. I wanted to mention too the big elephant in the room, and that is the fact that we have a closed bridge right now. That will not be closed for the festival. We had a meeting yesterday with ODOT, and it will be back open in plenty of time for traffic to come through. And it'll still be busy. There'll still be as there always is, maybe a little wait to get into parking lots, but it's definitely going to be worth the wait.
Okay. Yeah, we got about 7 more days, according to ODOT, for that closed bridge. What about parking? Where's the best place to park?
Well, there are a couple of options. Now, of course, Friday is usually not as busy as some of the other days. Saturday is the busiest day for the festival always. The major parking lot is behind the visitor center, and you can get to that coming in through off of 36 and come down 495, and they'll be parking in there. When that's full, you'll be directed to, there's a big parking lot that's owned by the school that's out off 541. Very easy walk to the village. There is also going to be parking at the church,
Calvary Baptist Church,
and then a shuttle service mm-hmm. from there down to the street. So you really don't have too far to travel. So there are several opportunities, and we'll have people directing you if you need to get to that parking lot or another one.
And we do want to make mention that Nico's limousine service will be providing the shuttle service all 3 days this year, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
Okay. What else would you like to share with us, either about the logistics or the entertainment or the things that are going on at this year's Apple Butter Stirrin'?
Well, I would say it's just really a fun way to spend 2 or 3 days. We do have a special ticket price of $10 if you want to come all 3 days. And it's probably worth that purchase if you come Friday and you think you're coming back Saturday, because it's just, by chance, you may want to come back Sunday as well and see what the weather does. Hopefully, it'll be just fantastic for us. We all have our fingers crossed. But it's just a wonderful way to sit down and enjoy a little bit of music. If you buy that 3-day pass, you don't have to force yourself to stay all day until your feet wear out. You can just keep coming back and enjoying the variety of things we have to offer.
What is the admission for individual days?
Individual days is $5, mm-hmm. and that does include the open building, the open buildings and the free tours of the village, and then. 12 and under?
12 and above.
12 and above are $5, and then under 12 is no
free.
Charge.
Right.
Okay. Well, what else should we touch on before we wrap up here today?
We also have the canal boat rides Friday, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m., and we have a shuttle at 12:30 at the visitor center on Saturday and Sunday.
It will be at the shuttle will come to the back, the rear of the visitor center at 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30 only, and only one time. And as soon as they fill up, they go. And so if you miss the shuttle, then we need to walk the tote back.
And you know, that's a great thing to mention too, that parking is available also at Lake Park.
Yes.
Particularly, that's not as easy to describe sometimes to people coming in from out of town, but for local people, that's a great place to park. You just walk the towpath, come on over, enjoy a canal boat ride while you're over there, and then come over to the festival.
Okay, terrific. Anything else before we wrap up today? You leave anything out? It's going to be a great Apple Butter Stern Festival. It always is. It's the 49th, and any or big plans in the works for the 50th next year? Or?
Well, funny you should mention that. Yes, there are, but nothing we can release at this time. But we're having a lot of fun making some plans for our big 50th year.
Well, as it is, the 49th is going to be a terrific festival. And again, that's October 19th, 20th, and 21st in historic Roscoe Village. We've been talking to Linda Daniel, Lindsay Thomas, and Mary Ellen Given. And thank you all for being here today.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
We have open phone lines from here on out. Let's get started. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Be right back.
It's National Pork Month, so fire up the grill, oven, or smoker and celebrate. America's pig farmers want you to enjoy nutritious, delicious pork. We thank all the corn and soybean farmers in the fields this month, harvesting crops that feed our pigs. America's pig farmers depend on you, part of a farm-to-fork team standing proud to make pork the responsible protein of choice. This message brought to you by America's pig farmers. Learn how we care at pork.org.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
In today's society, it has become common for people to select their own memorial, taking the responsibility off family members at the time of need. This allows for the design of the monument that best symbolizes their lives. A special monument can say so much about the person they represent. This is Tim Milligan from Milligan Memorials, and for 107 years we have been providing the honest answers and quality products your family deserves. Stop by Milligan Memorials at 1132 Cemetery Drive and let our family help you create your own special lasting memorial.
Call Milligan Memorials at 622-5833.
There's coffee. Then there's the kind of great coffee you don't find every day. But wait, you can find it every day at McDonald's. And now any size hot coffee is just $1 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. It's coffee made with 100% Arabica beans, expertly roasted and brewed fresh. Yes, any size hot coffee is just $1, only on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu for a limited time only. At participating McDonald's, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy on it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Advance your career in the growing sports industry with a master's degree in sport management from Ohio Dominican University. Because ODU's sport management master's degree is available 100% online, you can complete your graduate degree around your schedule. Want to fast-track your master's degree? ODU's accelerated format gives you an opportunity to complete the entire program in just 16 months. Learn more about our online sport management master's degree and all of our online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/radio.
It is 9:30. Phone lines are open till 11 this morning. I'd like to hear from you. Fire still burned in the early morning darkness the day after Hurricane Michael made landfall in Mexico Beach, Florida Gulf Coast beach town that doesn't usually get much attention. Michael pushed a 10-foot storm surge and 155-mile-an-hour winds just shy of a Category 5 hurricane, and Mexico Beach got the worst of it. A reporter and photojournalist from the Tampa Bay Times ventured there in the dark early Thursday, finding the town of about 1,000 almost impassable. They reported seeing many destroyed homes, some with staircases leading to doors suspended 10 feet in the air with nothing on the other side, entire structures washed away, refrigerators and toilets, and piles of soggy furniture are strewn across properties. And amid the wreckage, the crew spotted survivors, people who rode out the storm. One couple was looking for their mother's portable oxygen machine. Another man was shining a flashlight from his balcony as alarms sounded and fires burned. And more details will come out in the aftermath. And so far, loss of life is relatively low, but that will possibly change as well. So we can talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560. And I did watch coverage on the Weather Channel yesterday for part of the day. And generally, I think the Weather Channel, they do what they do very, very well. They seem to tone down the what many people believe is exaggerated gestures when they're getting blown around by the wind, they do report their news, their weather from right out in the weather. So we can talk about Hurricane Michael if you would like. The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. And here's a story, and it's one that maybe poke a little fun at, but also something that we can discuss. I don't know if anybody will want to talk about this or not, but this is from Orlando, Florida. Police had to remove a woman who brought a, quote, emotional support squirrel on a Frontier Airlines flight headed from Orlando, Florida to Cleveland. Frontier says the passenger had noted in her reservation that she was bringing an emotional support animal with her on flight 1612 Tuesday night, but she did not indicate it was a squirrel. The airline says rodents, including squirrels, are not allowed. And the airline says police were called when the passenger refused to leave the plane. Police requested the other passengers disembark while officials dealt with the woman, who was eventually escorted to the main terminals. The flight left for Cleveland about 2 hours later. So your thoughts on that? And many airlines do have policies concerning emotional support animals. The problem is there are some that are abusing it. I can make the argument that any pet is an emotional support animal. We get emotional support from our dogs and our cats, don't we? So the phone lines are open to talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560. And a recap of a story that we talked a little bit about yesterday, and it comes from Chesapeake, Virginia. And I'll read the CBS version here once again. Virginia City threatens trick-or-treaters over the age of 12 with jail time to thwart Halloween mischief. It's the city of Chesapeake Virginia, which is a pretty good sized city. It's part of the Tidewater area, which includes Newport News and Portsmouth. And I know that I am forgetting another. Oh, Virginia Beach, the biggest one. Chesapeake is threatening jail time for Halloween troublemakers over 12 years old. They say they won't be actively seeking out violations. The city's ordinance code states if anyone over 12 years of age participates in trick-or-treat or any similar activity, he or she shall be guilty of a misdemeanor and shall be punished by a fine of not less than $25 nor more than $100 or by confinement in jail for not more than 6 months or both. Chesapeake officials offer a bit more clarity to the seemingly harsh rules for older kids looking to dress up and join in on the fun. Chesapeake police staff will focus on making sure the evening is safe for everyone, the city's website says, explaining that a 13-year-old safely trick-or-treating with a younger sibling is not going to have any issues. However, if a teen is being a Halloween ghoul, they could get in trouble. That same child taking pumpkins from porches and smashing them in the street more likely will. And the city is also strict on the schedule for Halloween, with city codes stating any person trick-or-treating after 8 p.m. will be guilty of a misdemeanor and punished by up to a $100 fine or jail time of up to 30 days or both. And Chesapeake is not the only city in Virginia imposing strict limits on Halloween. Newport News and Norfolk also have rules on the books stating anyone older than 12 or below 7th grade found trick-or-treating, or beyond 7th grade rather, found trick-or-treating will be guilty of a Class 4 misdemeanor. So what are your thoughts on that? We talked a little about the tradition of trick-or-treating, how it has changed a bit over the years. The history of the Halloween holiday is long and complicated, and in my opinion, the most bizarre of widely celebrated holidays here in the United States. There is, for some, that there is a certain element of occult with it. For some, there is a religious element to it. For others, it is an opportunity for kids just to get together and have some fun. And adults, too, for that matter. I think that there has been a trend over the last, I'll say maybe 3 decades or so, for adults to get involved in dressing up for Halloween, maybe even as much as their kids do. So your thoughts on Halloween, your thoughts on trick-or-treating. I mentioned this yesterday, but the phrase trick-or-treat is a threat. And I have to look up how trick-or-treating got started to begin with, but when you got a little 4-year-old kid dressed up as a ghost and they say trick-or-treat, they are threatening you. Means you better give them a treat or they're going to pull a trick on you. Most of them don't do that. Some still do. And that's where the issue in Chesapeake, Virginia has surfaced. So I guess that's enough of my yakking about that. What are your thoughts? Give me a call and let me know if there are other things that you want to bring up that you'd like to talk about. 740-622-1560. AT&T and Warner Media are joining the ever-expanding list of companies offering a streaming video service. They say the service, due to launch in late 2019, will include films, TV shows, documentaries, animation, and other offerings. No pricing was announced. It is the second product AT&T has unveiled since its $81 billion acquisition in June of Time Warner, which owns Warner Brothers Studio and such channels as TBS and HBO. That same month, it launched Watch TV, a cable-like package of more than 30 TV channels delivered over the Internet. More people are switching to streaming video from traditional cable bundlers. Other streaming services include Netflix, Hulu, HBO Now, CBS All Access, Showtime, Amazon, YouTube Premium, and others. And Disney is set to launch its own service later next year as well. So we can talk about that if you would like, and how our home entertainment is changing and evolving. And I'm one of the holdouts. I still have cable and am quite satisfied with everything about it, except the constantly increasing price. So your thoughts, 740-622-1560-1567 or 545-9284. We have open phone lines all the way up till 11 o'clock this morning. Those are just a few suggestions. However, if there are some other things that you want to bring up, give me a call. We'll be back right after this.
The energy business is booming again. How would you like to be a part of the action? You can with Aerial Corporation. They are looking for talented mechanics, machinists, and multi-craft maintenance technicians at their headquarters in Mount Vernon and in their Newark facility to help support this exciting time in the industry. In addition to a thrilling career, you will receive an exceptional benefit package, including paid time off and profit sharing. To learn more and to apply, visit them at aerialcorp.com. Again, that's aerialcorp.com.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation is an integrated medical facility specializing in sports medicine, physical and massage therapy, chiropractic care, and physical medicine. Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation, 112 Chestnut Street, 740-291-8100.
Fall harvest days and fun on the farm is here at Shoemaker Farms. Bring the family out this Saturday and Sunday from noon until 4 and enjoy hay rides to the pumpkin patch while you pick out your favorite pumpkins. Admission is only $5 per car and includes all activities, and food is available. Bring your club or organization to the farm for group hay rides and wiener roasts. While you're there, enjoy the kids' corn maze, petting zoo, straw maze, corn box, hamster wheel, and more. Shoemaker Farms has all your fall decorating accessories like ready-picked pumpkins, gourds, mums, corn stalks, straw bales, and, of course, homemade cookies. Located between Coshocton and West Lafayette on County Road 16, Shoemaker Farms is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Papa's sandwiches are now available at Coshocton's Papa John's Pizza. Choose from Philly cheesesteak, meatball provolone, barbecue chicken bacon, Italian hero, and buffalo chicken, just $6.99 each. Call 740-623-8483 or order online at papajohns.com.
This Ion weather forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body on Otsego Avenue. If your vehicle has the unfortunate encounter with a deer, call the most recommended shop in town, H&H Auto Body, 622-8525.
Cloudy today with a chance of showers this morning, then a partly sunny this afternoon, highs in the mid-60s. Chance of rain is 50%. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows around 40, and tomorrow partly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, cooler, with highs in the lower 50s. Currently outside our studios here in Coshocton, it is 65 degrees. The phone lines are all dark right now. We're looking for that first caller of the day. If you do want to talk about trick-or-treating and the tradition of trick-or-treating, we can do that. There is a fair amount of shenanigans that go on at Halloween time, and we can talk about adults celebrating Halloween. There seems to be plenty of adult Halloween parties these days. So we can chat about that if you would like. If you do want to talk some sports and the NBA getting ready to gear up. Preseason is underway. And the Cavaliers looking to have some success without LeBron James. I think that it's going to be, I think that the Cavaliers are going to be lucky to be a 500 team this year. What are your thoughts? The Cleveland Indians season is over, so now four teams left gearing up for the league championship series. And what else in sports? We've got the NFL season that's underway, and renewed enthusiasm for the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns are 2-2-1 on the season, and Browns fans are ecstatic The Pittsburgh Steelers, 2-2-1 on the season. Same as the Browns, and Steelers fans think that it's a sign of the apocalypse. So what are your thoughts? Give me a call. It's a quarter till 10. We do have a caller waiting, so let's get to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I'd just like to shout out to the Riverview Junior High 8th grade girls volleyball team.
Okay.
This is the second year in a row. Last year they won the ECO championship with an 18-0 record. Last night they won the championship again with an impressive 19-1 record. The way these girls are playing, I believe that as they move up, you know, to freshman and JV and varsity, that they are going to be something to deal with. But I would just like to congratulate them on winning the championship again.
Well, Riverview has a long tradition of success in volleyball. We spoke with Coach Ames a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact, and no reason to believe that that won't continue.
I believe it will.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. It is 9:45, and the phone lines are open, and postseason gearing up for volleyball and soccer. We have three regular seasons left, or regular season games left in high school football. Tomorrow night, our featured football game, longtime rivalry. It is Cambridge coming to Coshocton to take on the Coshocton Redskins. Airtime tomorrow, 6:30. Kickoff is 7 o'clock. We have varsity volleyball tonight here on WTNS, and Coshocton is hosting Riverview. Airtime is approximately 6:20. Match time is 6:30. You can hear all the action right here on WTNS. Phone lines are open. We'll be right back.
There's no sweet 15 or 15 days of Christmas. 15 used to be a boring number until now.
Noah and Michelle here for Dean's Jewelry. We are so proud to make 15 a number you'll love. We've created 15 of the most beautiful engagement rings we will always have on hand. We call them the Forever 15.
15 trendy, traditional, eye-popping rings that'll make it easy to melt her heart. Combined with our signature Whistler diamond, her ring will shine bright, even across the room or in low light.
You shouldn't have to wonder if she's going to love the ring. You should know. So we surveyed the country for the most popular styles and created 15 engagement rings just for our friends in Coshocton, Mount Vernon, and the surrounding areas.
Finding the perfect ring for your big moment is easier than ever with our new Forever 15 collection.
Dean's Jewelry.
The Forever 15, exclusively at Dean's Jewelry in Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
At AlterCare Centers, care means compassion, experience, family. Over 45 years supporting generations of families, they've delivered excellent and skilled nursing care and rehabilitation therapy. Just ask their patients.
I cannot say enough good things about the nursing staff at AlterCare. It takes special people to do the work they do, and they make it look effortless.
At AlterCare Coshocton, they're honored to serve the Coshocton community with the kind of care they'd want for our own families. Stop by for a tour or visit them online at altercareonline.com.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They guarantee your claim will be fast, fair, and hassle-free, or your money back, no questions asked. It's another way Allstate is changing car insurance for good.
For a free quote, call Coshocton Allstate agent Taylor Insurance and Financial today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability, premium credit varies based on vehicle involved.
Attention, Buckeye fans. Robert Roman, author of Ohio State Football, The Forgotten Dawn, will be at the Coshocton Public Library on October 11th at 6:30 p.m. to share historical highlights from the early days of OSU football. Mr. Roman will have books on hand for those who want to purchase an autographed copy. This program is free and open to the public. Please register by calling the library at 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. www.noattacks.org. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's 10 minutes until the top of the hour. We really need to get going. If you do want to talk about Halloween or trick-or-treats or something that's on your mind that I haven't mentioned, we can talk about that. If you want to talk about apple butter stirring in Roscoe Village, it has been fall, after all, for a couple of weeks now, but just now starting to feel like it. 70 degrees when I came in this morning. We're down to 65 degrees, so we've got apple butter stirring coming up the weekend after next, and the Fall Foliage Tour is that same weekend as well, so an opportunity for you to enjoy fall here in Coshocton County. One from the miscellaneous files here. I saw this on television this morning on NBC and was fascinated by the technology. It has to do with a hologram of Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan has returned in hologram form. A hologram of the nation's 40th president was revealed Wednesday at his namesake library in Southern California. The Reagan Library says it worked with the same Hollywood special effects wizards who helped bring singers Michael Jackson, Maria Callas, and Roy Orbison back to life on stage. Officials say the goal is to allow visitors to see Reagan back in the Oval Office campaigning or at his beloved ranch. So hologram, I saw some film of it, rather impressive. And not just because it's Ronald Reagan or a famous person, but the advances in the technology. It was rather expensive. I understand it cost about $1.5 million, but perhaps a sign of where our technology is headed. We have video games now that are nearly indistinguishable from reality. We've got holograms, which is a 3D image that appears in 3D space. So how long will it be before we have holograms that are indistinguishable from real people? All right, phone lines are open. I'm just tossing out some ideas, folks. If there is something that you want to talk about, maybe it's just the weather. Maybe it's the leaves falling, the changing seasons. Travel. I still have no concrete travel plans and need to take some time before the end of the year. I'm still looking at possible cruises. So what are your thoughts? And do you travel this time of the year? Or maybe during the winter. It was about 10 years ago, that long ago, that I left Ohio during winter for the very first time. Usually here in the winter, it's harder to travel in the winter, a little harder to get away. A lot of the destinations in the United States are experiencing cold weather as well. You know, good time to go to Arizona or Southern California or Florida, and that's exactly what I did. And the people that I was picking up, we had to catch a flight in Pittsburgh. And I think the flight, let's say it took off at 8 a.m. Well, the night before we were leaving, and this was in a February, I believe, we had a winter storm coming through. And I called everybody and said, I'm going to have to pick you up a little bit earlier because we're going to have to drive slowly from Coshocton County to Pittsburgh, and that we did. It took nearly 4 hours in my minivan with everybody to drive from Coshocton, pick everybody up, and get to Pittsburgh. Usually it's about, what, two, maybe a little over 2 hours to get to Pittsburgh. The good thing is that the Pittsburgh airport is on this side of the city of Pittsburgh. So we've got snow coming down. You've got snow on the roadway. We stopped to take one break, took a picture of our group in front of the van with the snow still coming down. We get to Pittsburgh in time for the flight, and a 2.5 hour flight later, we're in Fort Lauderdale. The sun is shining brightly. There was a chill in the airport, but not because of the temperatures outside, but because the air conditioning was on. It was 80 degrees in Fort Lauderdale, just 2.5 hours after it was 25 degrees here in Coshocton County. And there were women and men in bathing suits crossing the street at the beach in Fort Lauderdale. We spent a few days in Florida, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I kind of like this. I know what those what's going through the minds of all those snowbirds that get out of Dodge at the first sign of winter. For those that are able, have the means to do so, fully understand why you go to Florida for the winter. It is 4 minutes now till the top of the hour. We do have a call, so let's get back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I have a question concerning the apple butter stain. I have grandkids, and they're all under 12. So if we come in and you have no charge for children under 12, do they still get to go to the exhibits, the museum, the history living tour for free, or should we pay when we go there?
Well, that is a good question that we did not address specifically, so I don't want to attempt to guess and answer. They did say children under 12 are free, but I don't know if that is with any if it's one child per for paying adult or not. I'll see if I can find out for you, but I don't want to venture a guess.
That would be very nice. So thank you very much.
All right, well, thank you for calling. It is 9:57. The phone lines are open, and we'll be right back.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Quash.
Hoo-hoo, Jashkin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
People all over the country join AmeriCorps Vista to build their community while they build their career.
AmeriCorps Vista provides a huge network with a lot of different opportunities, so you can find the position that works for you. It's a great opportunity to meet friends. It's a great opportunity to learn job skills.
AmeriCorps Vista members address poverty through economic development, education, youth mentorship, and more.
What motivated me to join AmeriCorps Vista was really just being able to give back to the community which I represent.
We can all kind of work together, work to our strengths, and create this network.
That allows me to be giving back to the community. We are allowing our next generation to be sustained.
Learn how you can build your community and your career at AmeriCorps.gov/Vista. That's AmeriCorps.gov/Vista.
Well, I am on the Roscoe Village website here, and I don't know if this answers the question specifically or not, but admission to the Apple Butter Stirrin Festival is $5, and that is for guests 12 years and older. This fee includes admission to the Living History Buildings, but does not include admission to the Johnson Hummering House Museum. Members of the Roscoe Village Foundation and children under 12 get in free. Parking is free as well. And as Mary Ellen pointed out, this special note, on Friday, October the 19th, they will be selling three-day passes for festival admission at the gates for $10 each. So an opportunity to save if you plan on going all 3 days. And we talked about the entertainment as well. So I hope that that helps. Right now, let's check our weather forecast. Cloudy, with a chance of showers this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, 50% chance of rain today, partly cloudy tonight, lows around 40, and tomorrow partly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy and cooler with highs in the lower 50s. For tomorrow night, we can expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers in the evening, then a showers likely after midnight, lows in the upper 30s. Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of showers in the morning, then mostly sunny in the afternoon, cool with highs around 50, chance of rain 40%. Currently outside our studios in Coshocton, it is 65 degrees. We have open phone lines all next hour to talk about whatever is on your mind. You know the phone numbers right now. Let's get our national international news from the Associated Press. This is WTNS FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Tropical Storm Michael is moving over South Carolina now, a day after slamming into northwest Florida as a fierce Category 4 hurricane. The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin.
There is still potential for dangerous weather as the storm moves through the eastern United States with heavy rains, potential high winds in some areas, and storm surge and tornadoes.
The focus now is on finding survivors and rescuing those who did not evacuate from the devastated storm zone. And Therese McCormick rode out the storm in her home in Panama City, Florida.
Hopefully help is coming because nobody can get in and out, and hopefully we'll be saved soon. And hopefully it's over.
FEMA's Brock Long's got some good news for her and those like her.
We were able to get some search and rescue crews in late last night. Obviously, nightfall limits what we can do there. So today is a big day for us when it comes to truly helping people and trying to prevent further loss of life.
Two people are known dead, one in Florida, the other in Georgia. The Dow opened down more than 100 points this morning after yesterday's 800-plus point drop. President Trump is talking about the Russia investigation, saying they ought to get it over with. He suggests he might sit for an interview if that would help conclude the investigation. Those on Social Security will get a 2.8% increase next year because inflation is edging higher. That's an average of about $39 a month. Border Patrol says smugglers have been abandoning large groups of Central American immigrants in the harsh Arizona desert. They say hundreds of children have been put at risk. More than 1,400 migrants have been left by smugglers in the broiling desert in remote areas since the end of August. This is AP Radio News. Some big retail chains are selling jewelry loaded with a toxic metal called cadmium. This according to a new study.
Over time, cadmium accumulates in the body and can damage the kidneys and bones. Extended exposure can cause cancer and reproductive harm. Testing done for the nonprofit Center for Environmental Health and shared exclusively with the AP showed some of the jewelry was nearly pure cadmium, says CEO Michael Green.
It's very disappointing that we're still seeing cadmium, an incredibly toxic metal, in jewelry. We found it in 2010. And 36 companies agreed to eliminate it.
Most of the products were from Ross, which says it has addressed the issue with its supplier. I'm Julie Walker.
First Lady Melania Trump says there are people in the White House she and the president can't trust. She didn't name them in an interview with ABC, during which she also said she thinks she is the most bullied person in the world. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
It is 4 minutes after 10 o'clock, 65 degrees here in Coshocton, and we have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning. And so give me a call and share your thoughts on anything that I have mentioned, whether it is traveling out of town in the middle of winter. And for more power to those that are able to go spend 3 or 4 months in Florida or Arizona when we have snow here. I don't blame you Might take that route myself when the day comes. So what are your thoughts? I'd like to hear from you between now and 11 o'clock this morning. If you do want to talk about travel, we can do that. If you want to talk about sports, we can do that as well. Let's see. What do we got in the National League? It's the I better look it up before I say something stupid. But it will be the Red Sox versus the Astros in the American League. And got to root for the Astros, even though they're the ones that knocked off the Indians. And even though they're the ones that are the defending World Series champions, they've got a pretty good team. Plus, they aren't the Red Sox or the Yankees. So we can talk about that if you'd like over in the National League. We've got the Milwaukee Brewers, is that right? And versus the let me look it up. we can talk some sports if you would like. If there are other things that you want to bring up that I haven't mentioned, trick-or-treating and how trick-or-treating has changed. Typically, it's just my observations, but these days, especially with younger kids, you know, kids under 9 or 10, often, if not most often, the parents go out with them. That wasn't the case when I was a kid. I don't remember Mom and Dad going trick-or-treating with me, probably when I was little, 4 or 5, but don't remember that. Today it seems, at least around here, that most of the time the kids are accompanied by their parents. Do you agree? Disagree? Give me a call. Is that something that has changed? And it used to be, I was reminiscing with one of our callers yesterday, and when I was a kid, when he was a kid, he's a little older than I am, but when you went trick-or-treating, it was dark outside. You waited until it got dark. I don't know, maybe you can help me out here, if there was if communities set the times for trick-or-treating like they do today. And we will have a list of trick-or-treating times for our local communities as the days get closer. It seems like you waited for it to get dark. So it got dark. That's when it was time to go out trick-or-treating. I might be wrong about that. Now most communities do set a time for trick-or-treating. And it's before it gets dark. And I get it. The reason for that is safety. But it took some of the, the luster off of trick-or-treating, going out when it's still light outside. And remember that battle that you would have on those cold trick-or-treat nights? You had this great costume. You want everybody to see a costume. But Mom said, no, it's cold outside. You put a jacket on. We can talk about trick-or-treating. If there's something different that you want to bring up, I found that story there in the AP about the toxic jewelry to be interesting, that something like that can slip through the cracks today. Jewelry loaded with the toxic metal cadmium is on the shelves of national retailers, including Ross, Nordstrom Rack, and Papaya. And testing done for the nonprofit Center for Environmental Health shows some jewelry sold with women's apparel was nearly pure cadmium. Extended exposure to cadmium can cause cancer and reproductive harm. So if you have any thoughts on that, give me a call. My takeaway from that story is as vigilant as we are, at least here in the United States, of taking products off the shelves that are known to cause cancer or can cause health issues, there is still some stuff out there. It makes you wonder how many other things out there that cause cancer or cause health problems have yet to be discovered. So these are all just suggestions. If you do want to talk about the hurricane that hit the Florida panhandle yesterday, a strong Category 4 storm, the eye hit just east of Panama City, Florida, and a small community known as Mexico Beach. I hadn't heard from it before. It mentioned yesterday that it is built up all along the Florida coast, and certainly if it hits a community, there's people there. But that particular stretch was less densely populated than some of the others. So reports are still coming in, and I'm sure we'll have more information about the extent of the damage and people that are displaced and death toll, etc. So give me a call if you have any thoughts. I did watch the Weather Channel for a couple of hours yesterday while the while it was making landfall. How about this one? This is from Boston. Anyone who can't make it to the moon to gather a few lunar rocks now has the opportunity to buy one right here on Earth. A 12-pound lunar meteorite discovered in Northwest Africa last year is up for auction by Boston-based RR Auction and could sell for $500,000 or more during online bidding that runs from Thursday until October the 18th. RR says it is one of the most important meteorites available for acquisition anywhere in the world today and one of the biggest pieces of the moon ever put up for sale. The rock classified as NWA-11789, also known as Bouagaba, was found last year in a remote area of Mauritania, but probably plunged to Earth thousands of years ago. The meteorite is actually composed of six fragments that fit together like a puzzle. The largest of those pieces weighs about 6 pounds. And aren't you glad you know that? So you talk about that, you talk about travel, sports, or the weather, or fall. That's been here a couple of weeks, but now starting to actually feel like fall. Fall, one of my favorite times of the year. Winter, not so much. So we can talk about how you celebrate fall, or we can talk about something completely different, but we need to talk about something or the other. So why don't you give me a call right now? The phone lines are open.
Our drinking water was at risk. Washington bureaucrats tried to dump contaminated sediment from the Cuyahoga into Lake Erie. It would have damaged our water quality, put our health and our jobs at risk. But Bob Gibbs stopped them because he puts Ohio families first. A farmer and small businessman, Bob Gibbs took on the special interests in Washington. He's reducing regulations to create new jobs in Ohio. And Bob Gibbs cut taxes because he believes families should keep more of what they earn. He voted to make health insurance more accessible and affordable. And Bob Gibbs protected every patient with pre-existing conditions so they can get the care they need. Republican Bob Gibbs for Congress. Making a difference. Standing strong for Ohio families.
I'm Bob Gibbs, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bob Gibbs for Congress. Approved by Bob Gibbs.
This is a Taco Bell craving confession.
Today I broke a rule. The rule that says you aren't allowed to bring outside food into the movie theater. But they don't sell the triple-double crunch wrap from Taco Bell. So I had no choice and snuck one in. There, I said it.
Your secret's safe with us, John Doe. Grab the $5 triple-double crunch wrap box with a triple-double crunch wrap, two crunchy tacos, and a medium soda. Only at Taco Bell. At participating locations for a limited time. Prices and items may vary. Tax extra.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867.
Hey guys, Casey Allen here to let you know that my good friends down at Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation have a fully equipped physical therapy department. So if you need any type of physical therapy at all, give them a call at 740-291-8100. I promise you they'll do a fantastic job.
At Best Heating and Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call them to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on brand new Lennox home comfort systems, up to $1,600 in rebates or up to 60 months interest-free financing. Get comfortable. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 today. It's just another way they make you feel better. License number 30482.
Get the local weather forecast by calling Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and we've got the selection, the financing, and the service at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Looking to lose a few inches, add some muscle mass, or maybe just tone up a bit? Then American Health Center is the place to start. We have free weights, cardio machines, and personal trainers available on site. We also offer affordable tanning packages as well as a state-of-the-art infrared sauna. Call American Health Centers at 291-8003 or stop in at 108 Chestnut Street across from McDonald's.
Cloudy today with a chance of showers this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, chance of rain 50%. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 40, and tomorrow partly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, cooler, with highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it is 65 degrees in downtown Coshocton. The phone lines are still all dark. They have been for several minutes now, so maybe none of the things that I've mentioned or stories that I've read appeal to you. If they do, give me a call. If not, let me know what's on your mind today. Let's take a look at this date in history. This is Thursday, October the 11th, the 284th day of 2018. There are 81 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history, on October the 11th, 1991, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Anita Hill accused Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas of sexually harassing her. Thomas reappeared before the panel to denounce the proceedings as a, quote, high-tech lynching. On this date in 1809, just over 3 years after the famous Lewis and Clark expedition ended, Meriwether Lewis was found dead in a Tennessee inn, an apparent suicide. He was 35 years old. In 1884, American First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt was born in New York City. In 1910, Theodore Roosevelt became the first former U.S. president to fly in an airplane during a visit to St. Louis. In 1958, the lunar probe Pioneer 1 was launched. It failed to go as far out as planned, fell back to Earth, and burned up in the atmosphere. It was on this date in 1961, actor-comedian Leonard Chico Marx, 74, died in Hollywood, California. In 1962, Pope John the 23rd convened the first session of the Roman Catholic Church's Second Vatican Council, also known as Vatican II. In 1968, Apollo 7, the first manned Apollo mission, was launched with astronauts Wally Schirra, Don Fulton Eisel, and R. Walter Cunningham aboard. The government of Panama was overthrown in a military coup. That was 1968. In 1983, the last full-fledged hand-cranked telephone system in the United States went out of service as 440 telephone customers in Bryant Pond, Maine, switched over to direct dial service. In 1983, they were still using, or they stopped using hand-cranked telephones, which leads me to a question. We've talked about this before. Is there still such a thing as a party line around here where several people share the same phone line? My guess is no, especially since the advent of cell phones, but give me a call if you can shed some light on that. In 1986, President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev opened 2 days of talks concerning arms control and human rights in Reykjavik, Iceland. In 1992, in the first of three presidential debates, three candidates faced off against each other in St. Louis: President George H.W. Bush, Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton, and businessman Ross Perot. In 2001, in his first primetime news conference since taking office, President George W. Bush said it may take a year or two to track down Osama bin Laden and his terrorist network in Afghanistan, but he asserted that after a five-day aerial bombardment, we've got them on the run. In 2002, former President Jimmy Carter was named the recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. 10 years ago, President George W. Bush and foreign financial officials meeting at the White House displayed joint resolve in combating the unfolding financial crisis. Austrian far-right politician Jorg Heider, 58, was killed in a car accident. Composer and arranger Neil Hefti, who wrote the themes for the movie The Odd Couple and the TV show Batman, died in Toluca Lake, California at age 85. See, for the TV shows, he would have been the guy that wrote the lyrics, Batman. 5 years ago, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons won the Nobel Peace Prize for its efforts to stop chemical warfare. Tyrese Ruffin, the 2-year-old son of Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson, died at a South Dakota hospital 2 days after being admitted with severe head injuries. Joseph Patterson was convicted of second-degree murder and the child's beating death and was sentenced to life in prison. Also, 5 years ago, Carlos Beltran hit an RBI single in the 13th inning to lift the St. Louis Cardinals over the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-2 in the National League Championship Series opener. That was 5 years ago. 1 year ago, the Boy Scouts of America announced that it would admit girls into the Cub Scouts starting in 2018 and establish a new program for older girls based on the Boy Scout curriculum, allowing them to aspire to the Eagle Scout rank. Also a year ago, strong winds fueled wildfires burning through California wine country. The confirmed death toll climbed to 23 as authorities ordered new evacuations. An American woman, Caitlin Coleman, her Canadian husband, Joshua Boyle, and their children were freed 5 years after they were seized by a terrorist network in the mountains of Afghanistan. Officials said the couple and their 3 children, who had been born in captivity, were rescued in a dramatic raid orchestrated by the U.S. and Pakistani governments. Today's birthdays: former U.S. Defense Secretary William Perry is 91. Actor Ron Liebman is 81. Country singer Gene Watson is 75. Singer Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates fame turns 72. Senator Patty Murray of Washington turns 68. Rhythm and blues musician Andrew Woolfolk turns 68. Actress-director Caitlin Adams is 68. Country singer Paulette Carlson, 67. Actor David Morse is 65 years old today. Actor Steven Spinella turns 62. Actress-writer-comedian Dawn French is 61. Pro and College Football Hall of Famer Steve Young is 57. Actress Joan Cusack is 56 today. Comedian, writer, and TV host Michael J. Nelson is 54. Actor Sean Patrick Flannery turns 53. Actor Lenny James is 53 today. College Football Hall of Famer and former NFL player and Buckeye legend Chris Spielman is 53 today. Actor Luke Perry is 52. Country singer-songwriter Todd Snyder is 52. Actress Jane Krakowski is 50 today. Figure skater Kyoko Ina turns 46. Actor Darian Syl Evans is 44. Actress Emily Deschanel is 42 today. Actor Matt Bomer, 41. Actor Trevor Donovan is 40. And actor Robert Christopher Riley turns 38. Actress Lucy Griffiths is 32. Golfer Michelle Wee is 29 today. And rapper Cardi B turns 26. And the thought for today comes from Immanuel Kant, a German philosopher who lived from 1724 to 1804. His quote, "Science is organized knowledge. Wisdom is organized life." Science is organized knowledge. Wisdom is organized life. It comes from Immanuel Kant. The phone lines are open, and well, this is getting serious. It's been about a half an hour since our last phone call. So if there's anything that you'd like to talk about, maybe that quote from Immanuel Kant, or anybody that you share a birthday with today, or anything that happened on this date back through history, I'd like to hear from you. 740-622-1560. Back in a moment.
Which of these can be a hazard to your health? Shoveling snow, doing yard work, washing down walls, your daily workout, or moving furniture? It turns out everyday tasks can cause you a problem, and that's why it's important for everyone to receive an exam from Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center. This creates a unique profile to which can be used to help develop a protection plan for you. Best of all, a visit to Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center helps us detect, treat, or prevent health problems before they become serious. Contact us for an appointment at the Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center at 622-3677 or stop in our office at 649 Walnut Street in Coshocton.
Hello, I'm Jeff Worley, and I play John Cummings in the Footlight Players' upcoming production of Here on the Flight Path, a comedy by Norm Foster. We have received clearance for the takeoff on October 5th, 6th, 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th at 8 p.m. and on October 14th at 2 p.m. at the Triple X Theater. We would love to have you come aboard. For reservations, please call 740-622-2959 beginning September 24th or visit www.footlightplayers.com now and anytime for tickets. Hope to see you there.
Temperatures dropped 8 degrees since we signed on this morning. It was 70 then. It is 62 now, and it's not going to get any warmer today. Well, let's take a phone call now. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
You know, you was talking about all this stuff and jewelry and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I think the federal drug and, or whatever that used to protect us from all this chemical crap, you know, in our food and stuff. The other day on TV in Dr. Oz, they was talking about this. They spray these fields of oats because they do not, when it's time to harvest, that oats is one thing that don't always mature the same all over. So they spray, they've been spraying that field with a weed killer. And, now they find out that, it's affecting the oats that we eat, like Cheerios and oatmeal and stuff like that. The chemical is in the grain itself. And, you know, that's kind of scary. And then along comes, this pet food here about a year or so ago, or whatever, that hadn't even been that long, where we've been feeding our dogs and stuff that had this weed killer chemical in the dog food. And some of the dogs was dying. And, you know, we had a little Cocker Spaniel, and kibbles and bits was what he ate all the time. Of course, it's a mixture of different stuff, and he used to love that, and but every once in a while, and our relation had a little chihuahua, and they every once in a while they would spit up, and it was like a yellow looking stuff, and you just wonder sometimes, we had wondered at the time, what's causing that. But, you know, dogs sometimes eat something when you don't know they even eat. And maybe that's what it is. But, of course, he lived to be 12 years old, I guess. So that's about the limit anyway for a lot of dogs. But, you know, you wonder how much is in our food that they're not catching until it's too late.
Yeah, and that was kind of my point a little bit ago with the cadmium and the jewelry and the FDA and the EPA. I mean, that's what their purpose is to find those things and to keep our food supply and our environment safe. We've come a long way since the Cuyahoga River catches fire. I'm talking more about the EPA there. So there's been progress made over the years, but that story about the cadmium illustrates that there's still some things that slip through the cracks.
Where was this? I didn't catch where that jewelry was from.
It was, let me see if I can find the store here. I don't know if it even mentioned where it was made. Let me find the store here. Give me just a moment. I have a pile of about 15 papers here, and I didn't put a mark like by that one. So I just, oh, here it is. Let's see. Testing done. Exposed to composure. Exposure. Blah, blah, blah. You know what? It doesn't say what the source of it was. It says where the stores that they were found in, Ross, Nordstrom Rack, and Papaya. But this at least specific story here from the Associated Press doesn't say who made it, who manufactured it. So that information's got to be out there somewhere. I'll see if I can find it. But yeah, and you know, it makes you wonder even further if you know people that are selling, you know, if they're craft vendors, they make it at home, sell it directly to the public, or they have an Etsy store on the internet. If how much of that stuff could potentially be dangerous?
Right. Well, you never know. You know, you probably this weed killer. You know, I'm not going to mention the name, but I've used it, and now they say that, you know, it's got that chemical
yeah.
that's can cause cancer.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah,
it does work. But I grew my entire garden this year without any chemicals, without any pesticides, without any weed killers, without any of that stuff. And you know, there's a good chance that my garden might have suffered a little bit. But I know that I can eat my tomatoes with confidence if I just bring them in, rinse them off a little bit, get the bug stuff off of them, and they're good to go.
Right. Yeah, I didn't put anything. The only thing I did sprinkle some on my green beans was that
seven. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be, you know, not dangerous. So that's about the only thing I've ever used. And I'll tell you what, another thing it's good for, that ants. If you got, you know, sometimes you get an anthill in your yard or a colony of ants, and they kind of make a hump in your yard. And my son come home one time and he said, "Dad, you got a big ant colony in your yard here." So, boy, I sprinkled that seven on top of that. And of course, if it rains on it, it goes down in, you
yeah.
know. And it got rid of them. So it's a good. And I've got rid of them yellow jackets that had a nest. They was trying to build a nest up underneath your siding where, you know, where it joins onto the your cement block.
Yeah.
And I tried everything. I tried bug spray and everything else, and you killed a lot of them, but they just kept coming. And boy, somebody told me to sprinkle some water on there and then get one of them cans of dust them you can dust them with. Pardon me. And that's what I did. And boy, you know, they left that. They didn't try to go up in there anymore. So that's a good prevention too. They don't like that seven. So, but I don't know. At least they didn't. I got rid of them because every time you walk by there, you know they was buzzing around. You could get stung. They can hit you on the fly, and boy, it hurts them the yellow jackets. But anyway, you kind of wonder sometimes, you know, when you're eating stuff. I eat a lot of Cheerios and toasted oats and oatmeal, and it kind of makes you wonder what, you know, what you're eating.
Well, as much much weird stuff that I enjoy eating, that stuff I think is a lot safer, or at least just as safe as some of the stuff we eat every day.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, Mike, I just thought you was a little slow today, so I give you a buzz.
Appreciate the call. Thank you for calling today. 10:33 is the time. Food safety, a legitimate concern. But it's also one of those things where there's misinformation floating around out there as well. It is 10:34. Let's take our next phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. I couldn't hear your previous caller because you don't come through anymore when you're on hold. Did you realize that?
Oh, I don't know how to fix it, but there's every once in a while it goes off, and the boss knows how to fix it. So we'll see if we can get that remedied.
Shake him up a little bit.
I'll do that. Well, what's on your mind today?
Well, I thought it was funny. I was driving when you said, "How do you celebrate fall?"
Yeah.
I got a chuckle out of it because my husband doesn't really use the word celebrate because he spends his fall raking nuts up from three different nut trees in our yard. And so he doesn't really call it a celebration.
Yeah, I don't call raking leaves a celebration as well, but I call getting together with friends watching football a celebration. I call the fall foliage tour a celebration. I call the Roscoe apple butter stirring a celebration, and I think that's a word we should use more often.
Well, that's true. All of those things are something to celebrate and a good time, and I love the apple butter stir. I think it's great for our community, for people from the outside, but it's also just great fun for us. It's my favorite festival that they have. So, anyway, that's all I have. That other ways to celebrate is not raking nuts along with raking leaves.
No, that doesn't say that doesn't qualify as a celebration at all. And you know, and using, I don't know, maybe celebrate spring or summer. I don't celebrate winter. Now, of course, we have Christmas and holidays in the winter, but that didn't have anything to do with the weather.
That's true. That's true. But you know, I looked at the calendar earlier this week, and I was shocked to see how close Thanksgiving really is. And I'm like, I'd like to put that out of my mind, but yet it's really not that far away.
Is that because you're not prepared for it, or you need to jump into action to get prepared for it, or what is it about Thanksgiving?
I need to be thinking ahead of what I'm going to do. So, you know, which I enjoy that, but I just, you know, you look at the calendar and you think, oh, that's not that many weeks, so I can't put too much off to the last minute. So anyway, that was kind of an eye-opener as far as fall and winter and holidays is concerned.
Yeah, we're just about 4 or 5 weeks away, and November's one of my favorite months of the year. Out of necessity, the last 3 or 4 years, I've done a little traveling in November, then come back, and it's Thanksgiving time, and then 2 days after Thanksgiving, you might not consider this a holiday, but it is Michigan Day. Ohio State plays Michigan 2 days after Thanksgiving, so one of my favorite times of the year.
I would call that one more of a celebration.
Yeah.
That comes under the heading of celebration, and that always is a good time. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe you were going to say the day after Thanksgiving, the big craft fair over at Lake Park. I mean, I guess that's a woman's celebration, but it's very nice over there if you haven't wandered around. Well, you might be out of town to wander around over there.
Well, the day after Thanksgiving, that's when we start the Christmas Castle project too, by the way. So that'll give you, you know, a little more perspective as to how close we are to the holidays. But now it's Thanksgiving, and then, you know, start the Christmas Castle, rest in the afternoon, eat leftovers, and then, enjoy the following Saturday with friends as the Buckeyes womp on the Wolverines.
Yes. I bet you'll make something hot to dip in that day.
Quite possible.
Your hot peppers.
The thing about my hot peppers and sharing with friends and family, not everybody likes the real super spicy
hot
stuff. I used to, just to see how hot I could make things, make something, you know, super hot and spicy, but a lot of people, maybe they taste it, but they don't like it. Can't eat it. It's too hot. So I've toned it down a little bit, but every once in a while I'll make a queso dip or something that's loaded with hot pepper and a little bit on the side so people can try it. But
right.
The spicier you make it, the more of your friends you're going to alienate.
That's true. That's the point. Yeah. So, well, listen, you have a good day.
You do the same. Thank you for calling. It is 10:38. We do have open phone lines until 11 this morning. And getting time to bring those pepper plants in. They are my super hot peppers. The tomatoes are done. Super hot peppers. I've got about a dozen plants that are still very, very healthy looking and producing, but they're going to have to come in on the patio here within a day or two. So we can talk about your garden. We can talk about celebrating fall. And celebrate summer, celebrate spring. Don't necessarily celebrate winter, at least not with outdoorsy stuff. But, you know, there are plenty of people that do enjoy the cold, snowy winters here in Ohio. So we can talk about that if you would like. And if there is something else that you want to bring up, by all means, give me a call. Take a break and be back in just a few moments.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? The Ohio Army National Guard can help you get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. You're eligible for the scholarship as soon as you enlist. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving in the Ohio Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Easy Payroll and Staffing in Newcomerstown has 70 positions to fill now for packaging, machine operators, and quality control. Shifts are from 5 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Pay ranges from $8.30 to $10 per hour, depending on position, and lots of overtime is available. Get a start on your new job by visiting Easy Payroll and Staffing at 301 Enterprise Drive, Newcomerstown, or give them a call, 740-498-4700, extension 1160.
Oh, hi. I'm Cody, the Carpenter Bee. My family and I love your home. In fact, we've moved right in, boring our way into your soffit and fascia. The buzzing you hear is just us being busy bees, working to make a nice place we can stay and grow our family.
One call to Exterminatol will put an end to your destructive house guests like carpenter bees and yellow jackets. Exterminatol can also rid you of hornets, which can deliver a painful sting. Call Exterminatol today at 740-545-9786 for guaranteed results.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stashower. The NFC East is wide open. No teams over 500. The Eagles, who went 16-3 last year, are 2-3 this season, although the last two losses have been by just 3 and 2 points. The Giants are 1-4. They'll host Philadelphia tonight. Giants have lost to the Eagles 3 straight times, 7 of the last 8. The overall series is now 83-81 in favor of New York. Milwaukee Brewers will bring an 11-game winning streak to Game 1 of the NLCS tomorrow against the Dodgers. Astros and Red Sox start the ALCS on Saturday. Houston star shortstop Carlos Correa admits he's still bothered by pain in his back. Former Mets and Philly star Lenny Dykstra has already gone to prison for bankruptcy fraud, money laundering, and grand theft auto. Now he's been indicted in New Jersey on drug charges and making a terrorist threat to an Uber driver. Yesterday, Brad Ziegler's 39th birthday announced his retirement after 11 seasons as a big league reliever. NBC Sports Radio.
Napa Know-How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on parts and accessories. That's 20% off brake pads, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/18.
You're a hard-working roofing contractor, but you can always use more time. How do you get time back? Free up time with Beacon Pro Plus and its innovative estimating tool. Transform smartphone photos of your clients' homes into fully measured, customizable 3D models. Then, with the click of a button, order products like GAF's Timberline Ultra HD shingles with new StainGuard Plus technology. You work hard. Now, work smarter. Download the app today at beaconproplus.com.
The weather is brought to you by Stewart Interiors, your interior design center. See Stewart Interiors for Homecrest cabinetry, granite, Corian, and Cambria quartz countertops, window blinds, and a complete line of quality flooring, including carpeting. For craftsmanship and quality, choose Stewart Interiors, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Cloudy with a chance of showers this morning, then a partly sunny this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Chance of rain is 50%. For tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 40. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, cooler, with highs in the lower 50s. Right now, It is 60 degrees in downtown Coshocton. We have open phone lines until 11 o'clock. Not too late for you to give me a call. And weather-wise, it looks like fall is starting today. Calendar-wise and with the celestial reasons why it's officially autumn, that happened weeks ago. But as far as what it feels like outside, it's going to be fall today. It was 70 when I got here this morning, 60 degrees now. And we can talk about the weather if you would like. Maybe your favorite season of the year. Fall and spring, I think those are tied for first, with summer a close second, and or a close third, and winter a distant fourth. One thing I can say about winter, though, is it makes us appreciate the other three seasons that much more. So, well, let's see, what else do we have here today that we can get into? We talked about food additives and the things that we find in our food and the safety of our food. And this is in the wake of the story we had about cadmium, which is an element that is a known carcinogen showing up in jewelry that was on the shelves of some major stores across the country. So we can talk about that if you would like. We can talk about fall. We can talk about some football if you would like. The Buckeyes taking on Minnesota this Saturday, and that's should be an I'll even phrase it this way, should be an easy one for the Buckeyes. Last week against Indiana, the Buckeyes had some trouble getting started, but they ended up covering the spread. Indiana was 5-1 coming into that game against the Buckeyes. So the Buckeyes have Minnesota and Purdue. Looking at the schedule here. Yeah, home against Minnesota this weekend, then at Purdue, and then at home against Nebraska. But the Buckeyes, even though they're undefeated, they have got some problems on defense. And that happened from the very first game on. The defense, not exclusively, but particularly the pass defense, just giving up way too many plays that go 20, 30, 40 yards or go for a touchdown. And they got to get a handle on that if they are going to entertain thoughts of competing for a national title this year. It is 10:47. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of Halloween, I married into a family who had several aunts and uncles. One year, and this must have been around, 65 or 70, 19, we decided to have a Halloween party at our place. The aunts and uncles came. They were totally dressed. They came in. They didn't come in together. They just came in and they sat down and they never said a word. I told my husband afterwards, I said, I don't know about that. I mean, someone else could have come and we wouldn't have known the difference. Because they never said a word. And they didn't even come in together. That was kind of a scary deal, really.
Did they have masks on?
Oh, yeah. They were completely covered.
So you didn't know who they were?
No, I didn't.
I see. Okay.
We neither one knew. No, we didn't know. But that's been... It was probably in 1965 or 70.
Yeah.
But... That was a family that did things like that.
Uh-huh.
They Halloween, they toilet paper people, and they did all those kind of things. But it really after, and I don't know, I can't remember now, but I don't remember if they unmasked before they left, but it was kind of scary.
Was that part of their, it appears that was part of their plan then, is for them to come show up and you not know who they were.
Right, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Well, that's part of the fun of Halloween, even if
yeah.
you don't know, if you know who it is behind the mask, behind the costume, they're dressed up, they're pretending to be somebody else, maybe channeling a little bit of that, that character, and that adds a little extra weirdness to Halloween.
Right. Then I had another, time that these four adult people came to the door and knocked, and they were fully dressed too, with face mask and everything. I had no idea who they were, and I was about half, I don't know, very leery of the deal. And I hollered for my husband. I said, "Get out here! I don't know who these people are." And they were good friends of ours afterwards. We've laughed about it since several times. But you know, that many adult people together, it was kind of scary.
Was that
bit.
Common then?
I don't know.
For adults to have it is common today.
The aunt and uncles, that's been quite a long time ago. Yeah. The other deal was more recent. Well, it's been 15, 20 years probably.
Yeah.
But I said, "Don't you guys ever do that to me again."
Yeah.
If I'd have been there by myself, I'd have really been a nervous wreck.
Freaked you out a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it did. Okay, that's all I got.
Well, thanks for sharing your story today. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. If you want to talk about Halloween and trick-or-treat, and enjoying the fall with Halloween and Thanksgiving and bonfires and raking leaves. We'll be back right after this.
Know the best part about savings? Deciding how to spend yours. That's why Columbia Gas offers a variety of energy efficiency programs to help you save for what's most important to you. Like nabbing better seats at a concert, trying out a new hobby, or enjoying a little extra comfort. What will you do with your savings? Visit ColumbiaGasOhio.com/savingsmatters and find an energy efficiency program that fits you today. Coshocton Regional Medical Center has been awarded Chest Pain Center accreditation by the American College of Cardiology. What does that mean for you? It means our protocol-driven approach to heart attack care allows us to reduce time to treatment during the critical first stages of a heart attack. Quicker diagnosis, faster treatment, and better outcomes. If you think you may be having a heart attack, know that time is muscle. Save your heart muscle by following these important steps. Survive. Don't drive. Call 911. Visit CoshoctonHospital.org to learn the early warning signs of a heart attack.
Hi, this is Belinda Lacey, realtor with Old Town Realty. My experience has proven good communication is a key element when buying or selling a home. Bankers, buyers, sellers, agents, title companies, inspectors, appraisers, and more all have an important part to play in any real estate transaction. If you're looking for a professional with excellent communication and coordination skills, give me a call, 740-294-8869. Remember, the Lacey team is here for you.
Hi, this is Lori from your local employee-owned Bueller store with some great money-saving deals. Buy the pick 5 in our meat department and get your 6th item free. Red or white seedless grapes for just 99 cents a pound. Bueller's white milk for $1.99 a gallon. Our family brand frozen vegetables are only 49 cents each when you buy 5. And just so you don't miss out on these savings, we're running these specials for 2 weeks through October 16th. It's just one more way we're putting people first here at your Coshocton Bueller's, caring for our community.
Papa's sandwiches are now available at Coshocton's Papa John's Pizza. Choose from Philly cheesesteak, meatball provolone, barbecue chicken bacon, Italian hero, and buffalo chicken, just $6.99 each. Call 740-623-8483 or order online at papajohns.com.
Attention Buckeye fans, Robert Roman, author of Ohio State Football, The Forgotten Dawn, will be at the Coshocton Public Library on October 11th at 6:30 p.m. to share historical highlights from the early days of OSU football. Mr. Roman will have books on hand for those who want to purchase an autographed copy. This program is free and open to the public. Please register by calling the library at 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Now, talking about fall and the upcoming holidays, across the country, Americans' retailers and shipping companies are looking happily forward to a robust holiday shopping season. There's just one concern: who will stock the shelves, pack the orders, and ring up customers? The U.S. job market is the tightest it's been in 5 decades. Consumer confidence is near an 18-year high, and online shopping is surging. Companies that depend on holiday season sales need more workers at a time when the ranks of the unemployed have dwindled to their lowest level since the recession, envisioning an even tougher struggle than they had in recent years. Many companies are taking steps they've not tried before. More of them are offering higher pay. They're holding national hiring days, they're dangling bonuses, and they're providing more full-time rather than part-time work. So maybe some more opportunities in the upcoming months. It is 9:54. Be back in just a moment.
Look around you. This land, this barn, this crop, this cattle, this farm. This all began as your dream. So when people say American Family Insurance protects things, we shake our head no. Because we protect this, and your dream is worth protecting. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote at AmFam.com.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Trinity Hospital, Twin City of Denison, invites you to get in the pink at our breast cancer awareness event starting at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, October 18th. Join us to hear from featured speaker, Dr. Denise Gilman, a Trinity Health Systems surgeon with vast experience in breast cancer diagnosis and treatment. This free event also includes a health fair, recognition of breast cancer survivors, mini massages, healthy snacks, a special candlelit walk, and more. Get in the pink at Trinity Hospital, Twin City on Thursday, October 18th. Register today at trinitytwincity.org.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the Be Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call Be Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
This is Senior Corps. 360,000 volunteers age 55 and older, driving results through service. Helping communities recover from devastating disasters.
RSVP plays a valuable role. They're still here helping the unmet needs of the community and the survivors of the devastation.
Making sure that those who need assistance can remain in their own homes.
If I didn't have a senior companion, I would be really lost.
Tutoring and mentoring tomorrow's leaders.
The advantage of having foster grandparents working with the children one-on-one, that's a tremendous benefit.
Visit nationalservice.gov or call 1-800-942-2677. This message brought to you by the Corporation for National and Community Service.
If you are working in the healthcare field and are ready to advance your career, now's the perfect time to enhance your credentials with a master's degree in healthcare administration from Ohio Dominican University. Because ODU's healthcare administration master's degree is available 100% online, you can complete your graduate degree virtually anytime, anywhere. In a hurry? Our accelerated format allows you to earn your master's in as few as 18 months. Learn more about our online healthcare administration master's degree and all of our online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/radio.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Halloween has arrived ahead of schedule at the Detroit Zoo, where inhabitants are enjoying some frightfully good fare. Animal care staff at the zoo in suburban Royal Oak provided special seasonal munchies to anteaters, great apes, grizzly bears, penguins, and vultures, among others. On the menu, pumpkins, corn stalks, and other fall harvest goodies, which are filled with treats that some of the animals get to smash open. I thought anteaters ate nothing but ants, but apparently I'm wrong. It was all part of the Detroit Zoo's annual Smashing Pumpkins event. As always, the highlight for many zoo visitors was the distribution of pumpkins to the polar bears who toiled both above and below the water to acquire their orange surprises. Curator of mammals Elizabeth Arbaugh says it's the zoo staff mission to make sure animals' habitats are enriched, and this is a solid and fun way to do that.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, It's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.